One, two, three, go!
A small group of Nutaq residents is gathered high up on the bluffs at the new site of the village in Maktagavik.
It's a safe land, it's high, it's beautiful.
Lifelong Nutaq resident Albertina Charles is thrilled to be here. Located a 10 to 15 minute walk from the newly extended boat harbor, 5 to 6 homes, only 3 of which are currently occupied, a steam house, and foundational pilings for 4 new homes lines the main avenue. Construction here has focused on water infrastructure. Recent additions to life in Maktagavik include on-site hot and cold running water, along with 2 drilled wells and water tanks, a bathroom with 4 showers and 4 toilets, 3 washers and 3 dryers, and a boiler, and a 125-kilowatt generator, equivalent to the power that is currently in Nutaq. Still under construction is the Maktagavik Evacuation Center, which the community hopes to start using next year. The 2-room building is being built large enough to house 250 people if need be. A little ways further up the hillside is the dining hall that Troy Welch from HC Contractors helped build.
It's going to be a viable community, very viable. This is going to be a community center, kitchen area. I think it's going to be the heart of the community.
Planners are still working to secure the rest of the funding for the building and much of the planned housing. Though there is much more to be done, there's been a lot of progress. It's been 6 years since Larry Hartig, the commissioner for the State Department of Environmental Conservation, was here. He has been working on relocating Nutaq for a decade.
And it was really great to see the rock pit open and the progress on the road. Because I can remember when we just wished we had a rock pit. Yeah, there has been good progress.
Hartig says the commission's ability to connect state and federal agencies has been crucial. He also pointed out that the 2 wells that have been drilled will be able to use gravity to deliver the water, and that will save on operating costs. The biggest uncertainty threatening continued progress in Maktagavik is what kind of federal funding will be available. In a boat headed back to the old village site, Lynn Palaka, the Bureau of Indian Affairs acting regional director, says Nutaq is only one of many villages at risk from climate change. The BIA, he says, is able to help fund roads, but does not have much money available for housing.
Anything tied to transportation, that's what we fund from BIA. And we got limited funding for housing, but we try to help out where we can.
Nutaq resident Albertina Charles is ready to be among the first to move to Maktagavik.
I want to pioneer here in fall time. My daughter is scared for my grandchild. She wanted me to take her with me so she can be safe here. But I want to be safe staying here because last year the water rises more than usual.
With gray skies coming in, Albertina Charles remembers those fall storms.
It was rising more than usual last year. So the land is sinking.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.